Welcome everybody, to another episode of Fortes Sports Talk. I'm sorry, Glenn. I apologize.
It's all good.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, the Baltimore Ravens just dominated the Houston Texans. What was the final score? 34-10? Was that the final score?
34-10, Jimbo. 34-10.
Woo! Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, absolute Glenn, domination. How are you feeling right now?
Jimbo, I am so excited. I mean, look, I'll be honest. Like most Ravens fans, after the punt return for the touchdown, cuts it to makes it a tie ball game, and then they have an opportunity to take the lead before halftime. And even after that miss, which kept the game tied, our offense comes out and looks absolutely horrible. I'm like, what are we calling a timeout for? We think we're moving the ball? Go into half, be happy you're tied after that performance. But Jimbo, the second half, it was a different team. It was an absolute beatdown in the second half. We came out, and Jimbo, we finally gave somewhere for Lamar to go with the football. In the first half, he's dropping back. They're bringing the heat. There's no hot receiver. We saw this earlier in the season, a very little bit. And then all of a sudden, they figured out how to beat the blitz, get the ball out of his hands, make him pay in the flats. They finally did it, Jimbo, and it was an absolute shellacking.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Woo. Yeah, they just took a look. You just take you 20 days off. 20 Woo. Days off. It just takes a second. Get right back in the groove, dude. Let's go. I cannot Woo. Wait. A week from today, we're gonna be sitting at the stadium watching the Woo. Ravens punch their ticket to the Super Bowl. I cannot yeah. believe it. Let's go. I need to turn the gain down on my microphone because I am screaming right now. Dude. Man, the little circle around my microphone is red, not even green. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And look, the difference this year, I think, Jimbo, is our defense is so freaking good. We can handle a slow start from the mm-hmm. offense. Because look at they gave up 3 points, Jimbo. I mean, mm-hmm. this is reminiscent of the Super Bowl run the first time around when all they gave up in the Super Bowl was that kick return, and they still think about that damn kick return as the only blemish on their mark that in that Super Bowl. It should have been a shutout. This felt the same way. I mean, complete domination from the defense all year long, and they continued it. That layoff did not slow down that defense, Jimbo.
Not at all. I love PQ. It was funny. My wife is sitting there trolling me watching the game. She's like, you were wrong a lot of things you said about Patrick Queen. I said, you're right. Look, I said it on the show. I publicly apologize. Yes. I love the jawing with Dalton Schultz.
Let him know.
Yeah, I loved all the physicality. Quit crying. Get over it. My job is to shellack you, and your job is to get up and take it. So, look, man, I love this defensive physicality. I just want to say one thing. I did not get everything right about this game, but
mm-hmm. the interior. You got a lot right. I got to be honest. You got a lot right.
Dude, if Kyle Hamilton would have made that interception.
Dude,
how does the ball touch your hands total 4 times and your helmet and you still not catch it, bro? Like, we now know why he's not a wide receiver.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. But he looked fantastic. He looked healthy, which is the most important thing.
Dude, but how about those interior boys, man?
Dude, I mean, you got to give credit to CJ that he got out of a bunch more sacks. There mm-hmm. should have been a ton more. Mm-hmm. The interior was incredible. Yes, to Giovanni and to Will, he still has us blocked.
Pat Green,
he still has us blocked. Absolutely. We're going to work on Jimmy not making Trenton Simpson block us for the long term.
Okay? Hey, I've gotten a lot better.
He has gotten a lot better.
I just took Twitter off my phone. So the only time I'm on Twitter is on my computer. If not, that's it. Twitter.
That's good, because you get emotional. Let's be honest. Like mm-hmm. most Ravens fans, and that's what we are first and foremost, is fans.
Dude.
Ride or dies at that. But, man, I mean, what a freaking game. And the best part, Jimbo, the best part of it all was Lamar Jackson once again. Let me just read you, because he just continues to do things that no one's ever done before, and he did it again today. Lamar Jackson, the first player in NFL history, regular season or postseason, to have in one game 2 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, 100 rushing yards, and a 100 passer rating. First one to ever do it, ever in any game in history.
That's Woo! Insane, man. Lamar Jackson, look, one of one. The kid is just spectacular, so exciting, and I'm so thankful that we get to have him under center. Dude, I also got to give a huge shout-out to the Ravens Nation, Ravens flock. You can hear them through the TV.
Why were we worried?
I know. I wasn't worried.
Twitter had me worried. Twitter had me worried, dude. I mean, but they were loud, Jimbo.
Yeah, man.
How many pre-snap penalties do you remember? I mean, how many?
Seven? Weren't there seven? It was, and you can't even crazy.
And when you see the disparity, you can't even go, well, man, the refs had it. Because it's not like there's a bunch of PIs. These are pre-snap, no doubt abouters, like procedural stuff.
Yeah, no judgment calls.
None.
Not a one.
The crowd, let's go Raven Nation. Let them hear it.
Yeah, dude, that was so awesome. I loved it. It was funny, man. They're like, the crowd is all pumped up, and you hear him spelling R-A-V-E. With a real fan, Dan, out there, man, getting them all pumped up, doing what they do. Oh, I loved it, man. I absolutely loved it. Masi said, how did your heart rate, BP, and stomachs feel in the third quarter? Ravens fans are losing their minds at halftime. I got to be honest. Somehow, I ended up talking to people that I haven't talked to in almost a decade that are like Texans fans, and they're texting me. And I'm like, bro, you're going to talk your talk now? Right now? It's a long game. Look, you see this right here? Other than my broken screen,
okay,
no notifications from any Texans fans. You see that?
Real quiet, didn't they?
Don't give me that, dude. Come on, man. It's a long game.
I was a little nervous only because I was going, why does this look like how we handled the blitz in previous years? Like,
yeah, right.
Nowhere, like, and even because we can't always see in broadcast view what's going on down the field, but on occasion they would show us behind Lamar and his vantage point.
Yeah.
No receivers are breaking off. And in the NFL, they are more than just here's the route, you run the route. They are taught if you see blitz, you change your route, the hot route. There was nowhere for him to go with the ball. And finally, I mean, Jimbo, my key to the game was using the quick pass as an extension of the run. And they did that to start the third quarter, and it totally changed the game.
That's so funny. It's exactly what I was going to say. Shout out, of course, you know Harry as well. Harry texted me at half and was like, they're doing nothing in the short passing game to soften this defense up. Nothing at all. And I've said this before. This is where I think that Lamar and Monken are exactly the same in their mindset. Sometimes they struggle with the patience of the offense. And that's why when they were able to come out in the second half, kind of collect themselves and say, okay, Let's take what they give us. Bang, bang, bang. And then Lamar makes a spectacular play. We're in the end zone, right? So I like I said, 20 days off, you kind of expected some of that, right? And I think that next week they're going to be dialed in even more, and I don't think it's going to take a whole half to get there. So it was nice to see them work through that. The other thing I got to say too, Glenn, really quick before I get to Joseph Eckert, so funny to me, man, because now – it's playoff Lamar running the football, right? You could tell the difference, right? It's like, I'm not slowing down. I'm not going to the ground. I'm not.
He ran out the tunnel.
Exactly. You're going to have to get me down. I'm going to work for every yard. Absolutely loved him. He broke off that. What was that? Like a 50-yarder, 40-yarder early in the game?
Yeah, that one. It was like, where is everybody?
Yeah, like, it just looked effortless. You're going to play man? Whew. Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, I like –
Oh, go ahead.
We'll get after Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph Eckert says, I'm willing to bet Lamar was thinking, let's make this interview fast. I'm freezing my balls off. On to the next one. Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I'm sure he was thinking more, I want to celebrate with the boys.
I'm sure he
wasn't too cold at that point.
Yeah, he's probably pretty warmed up. But, yeah, I love when he runs into the tunnel and Morgan Moses ends up with a camera in his hands and everyone's just posing for Morgan Moses, who's now the cameraman. I mean, how much fun are these guys having out there? Yeah. And quick side note, why was Peyton Manning – is Peyton Manning's son a huge Lamar fan? Because I see Peyton Manning on the sideline, his son wearing a Lamar jersey. Like, I'm like, why is this guy here? I mean, everyone's a Lamar fan. It's got to be that.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible not to be unless you're
a hater.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it. We'll stick with hater. How about that?
Yeah, that's what we'll say on the show.
Yeah, but that's the only way you can not like Lamar Jackson. He's a good dude. He's a phenomenal football player. There's no drama off the field. Like, what can you say that's bad about the kid? All he does is go out there and want to win. Ryan Laney says, Glenn, baby, what's IFG?
Let's go.
Oh, it's LFG. Let's freaking go.
Yeah,
we came out strong in the second half. Dude, you said it, Glenn. This was the only thing that was – I mean, I think we were all nervous in half, and I just kind of sat back and thought to myself, okay, who do I trust to make adjustments in the second half?
Yes.
Do I think that it will be the Texans coach and their coaching staff, or do I believe in this Ravens coaching staff more? I mean, obviously, I believe in the Ravens coaching staff more, but I think also objectively, I think a lot of people would agree with me that the Ravens coaching staff really went in there Dude, you know, anyway, I was really I would be tempted if I were John to say, dude, we're not even going in the tunnel. We're staying out on the field.
Celebrate with the fans.
That's right. We're staying out on the field. Oh, no, I'm saying halftime.
Oh, halftime.
We're staying out on the field. You bring the liquids out on the field. We're staying out here until the job is done. That's but anyway, right. No, I was happy with the adjustments. With the adjustments that was made.
Yeah.
And look, that made the difference. Made the difference.
But I mean, didn't need a ton of adjustments on the defensive side of the ball
because
they had success early. But you're right. I mean, what I love about this team is how malleable they are. They are not like I feel like Greg Roman oftentimes would just jam the game plan right down the throat of our offensive players and say, "This is the game plan. You're running it." I love that. Monken will crumble something up and throw it right in the trash can at halftime if that's what it takes. And totally switch things up. And that's what you have to do in playoff football specifically. It's a different game plan. In the playoffs, there is no tomorrow. Like, you have to do what it takes to win the game. And, man, he did just that. CJ says the difference between Todd and Roman, in-game adjustments. Wow, to perfect timing here. Defense was lights out without Marlo. Are we having fun yet, gentlemen? Absolutely, we're having a blast. Wait till Marlon Humphreys back there.
And Mark Andrews. Yeah,
I mean, the adjustments are phenomenal. I mean, what more can you ask for? Another red zone where they bring three receivers from the left, they bring them crossing routes to the right, and here comes, this time it was Nelson. It was likely once, it was Pat Ricard another time, and here comes Nelson wide open once again. Yeah, the adjustments are phenomenal, man.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
The other thing I got to say, too, in reference to this comment specifically from CJ Lavender is I love that John probably has to go into the locker room at half and say to Todd, say to Monken, hey, let's pull it back a sec. Like, let's just rein it in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not everything needs to be a home run. And where Roman, it's like, hey, dude, can we do something else? You know what I'm saying? Like,
all I got, coach.
Right. I would much rather rein in an aggressive offensive coordinator than a guy that's like, hey,
he's got like a bag. He's looking through it. He's like, coach, I don't know what else you want me to do. This is what I do.
I got six plays in here, dude. One of them says eight. You do it. Right? Like, that's just what it is. That's just what it's called. So, yeah, man, I was really happy to see that. And what about, what's his name? I think Paul Young mentioned it. Dalvin Cook getting a little bit of taste there at the end.
Dude, showed a little something. Now, I will credit you because you said, look, I don't think he's going to get a ton of work, you know. I think you obviously were right about that. They trusted the guys that got him there. Every time I see Justice Hill run the ball, I'm just impressed. I'm just going, how did he go from where he was when he first got here to where he is now after a knee injury? Like, he just doesn't even look like the same guy. Or was it an Achilles? Lower leg.
Either way, the
way he runs, bro, like he's so explosive, and it just blows my mind. And of course, Gus leaning on him in the second half. But yeah, Dalvin showed, at least to me, that he's not spent yet. Like, I saw the burst. The second ball time he had he only got 3 yards, but the way he finished the run, he hit that backer and he fell forwards. And yeah, man, I'm happy with our offense right now. That's for sure. Now I'm going to ask you this. How smooth did Isaiah Likely make that touchdown and then land it? I mean,
insane.
So athletic. He's such an athlete.
He looked like a basketball player there to me. Like the way that, you know, he made the catch, kept his footing, and then just kind of turned around, did his thing. Yeah, just incredible. And I don't know. I was trying to figure out if that was truly strategic for Lamar to put it that way, or if Lamar, you know, just kind of underthrew him and Likely out, you know, overran it. Either way, it was great to where only Likely was catching that football.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. That was an incredible
catch. And just how smooth, like you always, like in the backyard, I always used to try and make the catch look cool for the quarterback. Like I'd slow down to make it look like he's putting it right in the basket. He did that for Lamar. He made it look so pretty. Like I feel like Mark would have made the catch, but Mark would have made it and fallen over.
Yeah.
And like, you know, he just made it look so damn smooth, man.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Isn't it crazy to think that him and Mark are going to be on the field together next week? Holy crap.
Dude. It's going to be a problem. Oh, my God. Look, Bills are ready for you guys. The Bills have to get past the damn Chiefs. Are you starting already? Because be here for the postgame show like That's we right. always
I don't say. See any Texans fans in here.
They never are.
Any. So, Masi says, is Harbaugh lock in for Hall of Fame coach? I think so.
Before this game, before this season,
yeah,
he was a lock. But yeah, absolutely, he's a lock. I mean, there's not many people with a resume like he's got.
Yeah. Now, okay, let's you go ahead to this one. I don't want to change subject yet. Let's keep going.
It's Kenneth Percival says, let's freaking go. Roquan can let them out now. Yeah, I mean, this guy, Roquan Smith, look, he just is so violent. When he gets there, it just looks painful for the other guy when he arrives. But look, only 7 tackles today. He was our team leader, but it's
17?
He had 17 the year before. I mean, the week one, it was just 7 in this one, but it was plenty. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have a ton of plays.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and then, of course, we talked about in our pregame, they depend so much on airing the ball out, right? Like, and certainly once they got down, the run game started to fade away. So, you know, that makes a difference. But, man, the defense, top to bottom, played so well. The secondary, I thought, played well. Played physical, played smart, very communicative. And then the boys up front really made a difference for me. Now they had some runs. There's a few I can think of that Singletary popped off, but man, they did a great job in my opinion. You know, just
I can only remember the one, the 16-yard run he had.
And he had like an 8 or a 9, something like that. Did he? He had
he had 9 carries for 22 yards, and one of those was 16.
Yeah.
So that means he had 8 carries for 6 yards.
Look, this is something I do want to say, just because I'm getting a ton of text messages about it, and somebody's talking about it in the chat between the Bills and the Chiefs. I tell you what, I don't think Taylor Swift wants to roll up here. I don't think she wants to show up to the bank. Let me tell you what, she might skip out.
Look, she can come, but she ain't leaving happy. She ain't leaving happy. And look, I'll be honest.
We're telling her, shake it off.
Don't do the double guns. Don't do the.
You like that?
You know what I can't help? I couldn't help but think about during the second half of that game when I saw the numbers. I couldn't help but think about our over-under competition.
I knew
that rushing total. I went, can they stop showing me the damn rushing totals?
Look, but Glenn, I know you thought about it as soon as Lamar popped that long one.
I'm like, where is everyone?
Yeah, it's over. It's over. There it is. I knew it. Once he popped it, I was like, well, all right. We only need like 100 yards the rest of the game. It's over.
But, dude, if I would have told you, I mean, I guess you kind of predicted this in a sense. Like, you picked Justice Hill to get 2 tutties. He ends up being our leading ball carrier, 13 carries. I got to check it, but I got to imagine, like, is that his highest ever? And highest ever in a hugely meaningful playoff game. Like, talk about the trust they put in Justice Hill to say, look, not only are we going to give you the ball and give you a roll, we're going to make you our leading ball carrier, and we're going to throw you the ball a couple times. I mean, I just am blown away of him getting 15 touches in this important of a ball game. That's by far the most I ever remember him getting.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Especially, like you said, I mean, he's really evolved and carved out a niche for himself in the passing game as well, because he's so dangerous in the open field. You get him a little bit of space, and he's very Zay-like, if you will, right? Like, he's got a lot of wiggle, and he make a guy miss. But he's got power, too. You talk about him in the run game and the burst. Dude, those few – I feel like in the second half he had a couple that were like 8, 7 to 9 yarders, something like that. But just his burst, just ridiculous, man. I tell you what, Glenn, I knew when I felt really good about this game was in the second half early on. I don't know if it was the first – I think it was the second drive we got the ball in the second half. And Gus got hit. What? He got hit at the line of scrimmage. We were deep in our own territory, and he still gained 4.
Oh yeah, it was like the D tackle hit him too.
Yeah, and
it was Rankins. It was Rankins,
and he still got 4 out of that thing, dude. Like, I was like, all right, we're good. Yeah. Let's go.
Like, bro, if you can't tackle him at the line when you hit him there with your best, heaviest and strongest D lineman, you're in trouble. Doomgoy 94 says, who else was sweating at halftime? LOL. Resilience and second half adjustments is finally our identity. This could be the best Ravens team ever, Super Bowl or bust. I tell you, Jimbo, they still got a long way to go to win and hoist the Lombardi. But if they do, I mean, this could, it's definitely in the conversation, but it could be their best team ever. I mean, just the balance that they have on both sides of the ball. I can't believe that our weakest unit is special teams. Like, who would have thought? I mean, we have, first of all, a stinker of a punt. He punts it 26 yards, I think it was. Luckily, got a penalty to add 10 to it. And then that punt return where, first of all, you don't kick it to the middle of the field. Yeah. Anything I've ever been told as a punter, you kick it to one side or the other because the sideline's your friend. That's a big tackler over there. Mm-hmm. You kick it to the middle, he can go anywhere. But where does he go? Right up the middle for a tutty. I mean, who would have thought our weakest unit would be our special teams? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. You read this one, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. No, but I agree with you. It's just crazy. It's poetic justice, just like Brian Billick, right? Like, he comes in as an offensive mastermind. All of a sudden, his offense is straight garbage, and he has incredible defense. Cito Kaiba's bank account says, Monk made adjustments. Roman would never.
Yep.
We must keep Money McDonald, even if it means locking him in Jimbo's. My basement's got a door, so to get out. I don't know how, you know.
You got
to
change them locks, bruh.
We'll do our very best. We'll do our very best. Hey, it's nice to see that these other coaches are locking up these jobs, though.
Yeah, man. Antonio Pierce gets the Raiders gig. It seems like Jim Harbaugh is in line to either get the Raiders or the Chargers, depending on if Bill Belichick wants to go.
You mean the Falcons?
Falcons, sorry. The Falcons or the Chargers, depending on. It looks like what I think, Bill Belichick goes to the Falcons and Jim Harbaugh goes to the Chargers. And then I sit around and go, who else is left?
The Panthers? Do they still have an opening?
They do, but I tell you, first-year head coach, I don't want to go there and deal with that owner breathing down your neck. Heck nope. No. With a reclamation project at quarterback? No, thank you. No, thank you. I hope they don't go. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I think he's right. I mean, the adjustments were incredible.
Oh, yeah, and DK says Vrabel's still out on the open market.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Vrabel's got to get a gig, dude. I think that was BS that they fired that guy.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb, too.
Like, it ain't the talent was the problem. Lack of talent, not the lack of coaching.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Sean Pisker, what's up, boys? So effing pumped. Not going to lie. I was scared at halftime, but no one better ever question my freaking quarterback ever again. And Glenn, thanks for talking to me during the game.
Got you, my dude.
On Facebook?
Yeah, I got you, nice, my dude.
That's
awesome. Man.
Probably giving him some therapy, like, hey.
I mean, look, we were both a little stressed at halftime, but we got through it together.
It's funny. My family members know, don't text me during the game.
Just don't do it.
Just better off. Win, lose, or draw. Just text me after the game. Doesn't matter if we win, we lose, otherwise.
I appreciate
otherwise.
The generosity, too, Sean.
Yeah,
thank you
so much, Sean.
You're the
been
man.
Riding with us all year, dude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I don't know, Sean. Are you going to that game?
I think Sean's gonna be busy next week. I got a feeling, just because we're Facebook friends, that Sean's gonna be a little busy next week with maybe adding another family member to the house. So, he's busy like you and Tanya are busy. If you know what I'm saying.
Let's go.
He's even busier. He's even it's
right. That is cooked.
Yeah, it cooked. Cooking's almost over. So shout out to him. Shout out to his wife and his whole family. 25 Nuggets says that quickly. I'm already on to KC/Buffalo, channeling Lamar. Yeah, that's right. This game's over. We're on to next week.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. And you know what? Shout out to the NFL for dissing the Ravens, giving them the worst spot this weekend.
That's
4:30 on a Saturday. Of course, you put the Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday night. You know what?
Hey, gives us one extra day of rest, baby. That's what I love.
That's right. And you roll one of those fools into the bank next Saturday at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Give us another Good Saturday luck. Afternoon. Yeah, that's right.
Good luck.
That's right. Give it to him. Don C's, let's go, boys. Feeling a little?
He's inebriated, dude.
Following Sean Pisker's so inebriated. Hey, he still spelled inebriated properly.
Yeah, I think spell check might have helped.
Yeah, helped him on that one.
Hold on, DK, is that spelled correctly? Because I'm not sure, and I'm not sure. It looks right, but I'm not exactly sure. Hey, Jimbo, they're asking where they get that T-shirt in the chat here. Where they get that T-shirt?
Yeah, Route 1 Clothing Apparel, I think is what they call it. Route 1 Clothing. They're here in Maryland. They've given us some free swag. Would be great to have a partnership with them, Route 1, if you're watching the show. But either way, we appreciate the free swag. Route 1 Clothing or Route 1 Apparel. Go check it out. But they're local here in Maryland. So, they got some cool stuff. It's got some cool stuff on the back, too. So,
the great eights shirt. Yeah. And, man, he's legend continues. My question after this, I'm going to get your take. He says he will change his jersey to one if they win the Super Bowl. I need your take on that. But Saya 201 says, I don't want to hear no downplaying this win after how many graphics I've seen of this 1-3 record, and shout out to Be More Crowd playing six man from the stands. Yeah, I mean, to the last part there, I don't know if I remember a game where it was more evident and obvious that the crowd was making a big difference. There's other games that, of course, have caused penalties, and I can remember I was at some of those games. I'll never forget. But this was like seven pre-snap penalties, and the guys are pointing to their heads going, I can't hear. Like, it was so obvious. So shout out to Ravens Nation. But yeah, no downplaying this win. Nuh-uh. I thought the Ravens couldn't do it in the playoffs, Jim, but I thought Lamar couldn't get it done in the playoffs.
Mm-mm. Yeah, me neither. Well, obviously I'm saying that sarcastically, but yeah, no, it's so great to see Lamar Jackson simply get a win. And now he gets flowing. You know what I mean? Now he's just in that flow state. Like, let's roll. Got the monkey off his back. Let's do this thing. He's here. He's here to stay. Let's roll into the AFC Championship game. So I feel like a little bit of the pressure's off now. I know that that's kind of counterintuitive because the next game means more, but I do feel like you're in a rhythm at this point. You know what I mean? You're back. You're not 20 days off to your next game.
So much confidence going into next week after that performance. So much.
Big time.
But what do you think about number one? Because you were number one, right?
Yeah, Weren't you number one? Yeah. That's my number. And this is the thing about Lamar. Does it have to do something with his pops? Didn't his dad pass away?
Remember him saying after he won the Super Bowl, but it could have been. I don't know.
Has something to do with his dad, who I believe has passed away. I totally get it. But I don't know. If it's outside of that, I say you stick with eight.
Just make eight legendary as hell. Yeah. But then you could do the Kobe thing.
You could.
Make two numbers legendary.
That's true. We can retire two numbers, which they would
have
to do.
Remember how identical his stats were in both those jersey numbers? Like, the model of consistency. It was incredible to watch what he did in both numbers, Kobe. Pops died when he was eight, they said in the chat here. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that why he's eight? I don't know.
No, but I think it was something about, I think his dad liked when he wore number one. I can't remember why it was, but I believe that's something. I can't remember, but anyway. All right, let's see. LaToya Baya says, where are you guys sitting at the game next week? Leitu. Where did I get LaToya from? Dude, I literally don't even read entire words. I just guess. After I read a couple letters, I'm like, oh, there it is. Leitu Baya, sorry. Where are you guys sitting at the game next week? I'll swing by and say hi.
Look up.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, if it rains, we're gonna be the first ones to know. But Glenn, I'm gonna say it in a second. Let's keep going, and then I'll tell you where we're sitting.
Yeah, but I appreciate the super chat. I would love to see. And can you clear up the pronunciation of your name when we get there? That way, Jimmy doesn't call you LaToya again. Money making Mitch says, I almost cried when I seen we made adjustment to the blitz. Yeah, that's what I love. Like, what I feel like in Greg Roman days, we would have just come out and just kept hammering and tried to burst through the dam. And instead of just making the adjustment, some call it coming out aggressive in the sense because you're coming out throwing. But to me, that was the safer move anyway. Let your short pass set up everything else for you. Let these guys run after catch. I mean, Zay Flowers didn't have a ton of yards and he didn't make a ton of big time down the field plays. But man, he made a bunch of really important ones. That run after catch where he caught the ball, turned, and went upfield. I mean, no one can do what he can do with the ball in his hands. And I mean, he's amazing. And even when he gets down on the ground, he does so quickly and in style when he saw those headhunters coming. But Jimbo, I also want to get your take. Did you see when Lamar Jackson got that design QB run to the left and Ronnie Stanley's fat ass was in his way and he got furious at Ronnie? Like, he flailed on the ground out of fury, out of rage, and then got up and dug in his ass. Like, I love seeing that because I think sometimes you got to get up in somebody's ass a little bit when they're not doing what, I mean, hit somebody, Ronnie. Like, and then after that, Ronnie played his ass off. He was running down. He buried a corner in the ground. He took that DN. He was blocking that DN so long he stopped blocking. He turned around. Oh, Lamar still has the ball. And then went to try to block him again. Like,
I wasn't exactly sure what he was mad at initially, and then
he's
obviously
away and tackled him.
Yeah, when you see him get up and kind of do it, but he was kind of flailing. It was pretty funny. He looked like my son when he doesn't want to go to bed a little bit. But Don C says, Pittsburgh, thanks for Arthur Millette. He was a game record. Great pickup on EDC. EDC, let's go. Yeah, Arthur Millette has been a revelation here in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. He's not only done well here, he's, you know, kind of resurrected his career in a certain extent. So to a certain degree. So, yeah, shout out to him. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once here because I am trying to confirm where we are sitting.
It's like section five something. It's five. I know that. 500 and something. We're up. Yes.
We up there.
We're up.
We're all the way up. Like Joe, what's his name? What's the song? Who's it? Fat Joe? All the way up.
Is that Fat Joe?
Okay. I think it is.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad they have escalators that go all the way to the top now.
Oh,
mad about that.
Oh my gosh.
These are new additions. Actually, they're not that new. They're like 15 years old. But Don C says Taylor Swift or Jimmy, Taylor Swift can absolutely swing by the bank with a new cover single of the great Billy Ray Cyrus, My Achy Breaky Heart. That's right. Come back and sing away the sorrow. Because if you do come here, you're leaving with a big L. I don't care. I don't care which one of those teams come here. I just don't see it.
I agree. I don't think the Chiefs can keep up. I don't have the firepower to keep up. And I think the Bills, we can turn them over. Mm-hmm. I think they get in some trouble. I think Alex tries to play too much hero ball. You do that against his defense, it turns into problems.
No doubt. No doubt. And the fact that this offense or this team in general could overcome that amount of pressure. I don't care what you say. There was more pressure on Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, and this team than any other team in the tournament. Any of them. Like the Texans, even the Texans fans, like I'm sure if I turn on their radio station, they're probably like, look, that was a good run. That was a good season. That was fun. If the Ravens would have lost and you turn on the radio station, the sky would have been falling. Like there was an incredible amount of pressure. And the fact that, yeah, there was a slow start. They were off for 21 days. But the fact that Lamar ends up 16 of 22, a buck 52, two touchdowns through the air, and adds 11 carries for 100 yards and two more touchdowns on the ground. Like they weathered, they took the pressure and they performed. It's impressive.
So impressive, man. I'm so excited to see what happens next week. Now that, like you said, they got some rhythm, they're going to be rolling. Man, it's going to be nice to just sit back and watch the rest of the weekend, right? Watch it unfold.
Dude, so happy as a fan. And the Texans streak remains as the only team in NFL without a trip to a championship game.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Yeah. At least the Lions have done that.
At least Lions.
They haven't done much, but they've done that. Tone the Virgo.
Okay, here we go. Sorry. I apologize. Upper level, of course. Section 536.
Yeah.
Row 26. We essentially have the entire row.
That's the cool kids table.
Yeah.
Tone the Virgo says AFC Championship at the bank. I don't care who comes here. Buffalo, the Kansas City Swifts. Heck, bring the Monstars from Space Jam. We got this. I love that tone. Yes, it doesn't matter who comes through those gates. They're leaving with an L on their chest.
Oh, I cannot freaking wait, dude. Man, Tone the Virgo, shout out. I'm so looking forward to it. It's really, I think one of the things we knew, but was reinforced to us, and I think the Ravens, is that, you know, my wife asked me, if you're halftime, if you're John Harbaugh, what are you saying to these guys? The beauty of the beauty of the situation is that we're tied, and the only reason we're tied is because of the mistakes we made. We're not getting beat. We're simply beating ourselves. The broken play on the punt, you know, the lack of protection for Lamar Jackson, the relatively play calling on offense. So those are all things that just as quickly as they went poorly, they can go well. Like it's all in our control. That's what I love about this team, is that it's really not about the opponent. If we can execute and play our game, we obviously can see there's, I don't know, there's anyone at this point that can really keep up. It's that simple.
That's right.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I tell you what, I'm not mad to hear either. The early forecast for next week is like 50 degrees, bro. 50 degrees. Ain't gonna be 20 like it was today. Right.
Lamar ain't gonna mind.
No. I love it. Because if anything, both those teams aren't gonna be affected by cold weather. So let's have a nice, beautiful day. Sunshine, birds chirping. Because the weather ain't gonna help us this week. Aggressive Ravens says, go Ravens. Lamar dominated the game. MVP. Go Lamar Jackson. Two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I think Zay Flowers should be Offensive Rookie of the Year. Roquan Smith, Defensive Player of the Year. Well, look, it's a tough year if you're an offensive rookie, because there's about 10 dudes that deserved it. Like, it was a crazy year with Stroud, with Puka Nacua setting every receiving record that there could be set. Bijan Robinson doing what he's doing. I mean,
Well, they show the graphic up on the screen, even your boy Jahmyr Gibbs and then Laporta. And
oh, Laporta. My God. Yeah. I mean, every week he had a tutty. So, yeah, it's a tough year, but we'll take Zay and we'll be happy with what we got because he's
absolutely
a monster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dude, did you see CJ Stroud's mom literally in full on prayer?
Dude, every play?
Full on prayer.
Now, look, if you're praying for his safety, okay. If you're playing for protection, okay. But I don't think the big guy's helping him complete passes out there. Okay, he's got bigger fish to fry. I mean,
she's praying for his prosperity. This is his job.
Okay. Okay.
My only guess at this point.
I guess so.
You know,
I like that.
Let's see. Tyler, what up, Tyler? Let's see. Brandon Stevens is straps. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Defense is like that. Yes, sir. Love Lamar's Brady energy with holding the accountability for being soft. Good win. On to the next. Belichick. Yeah. We're on to whoever's next. Yeah. Love it, Tyler. Cannot freaking wait for next week. Hey, are they going to be there too?
I don't know exactly. I don't know. I have to find out.
I have a feeling the AFC Championship game tickets will not fall in price the day before, just like these tickets did.
I wonder how real that was, because, dude, the place was absolutely rocking. Like,
yeah. People just must have scooped them up, man.
Ravens fans, too. I love it.
Yeah, I was this close. Last night, laying in bed, and I was like, dude, I think we're doing it. I think I'm taking Henry to the game. And I was like,
wow. Better put some headphones on him.
Yeah, we got those little headphones or whatever. But it was just too cold.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate the super chat, Tyler. Yeah, he's a big Brandon Stevens guy. He was on Brandon Stevens, the train early, bro. Early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's his guy. Doug says, how about
Tyler?
Yeah,
dude. He hopped on the train. I convinced him is what happened.
Oh, no. He's been on B. Steve's train for years. Like,
fair enough.
He picks a guy early. Well,
great minds think alike. That's right.
That's right. Doug says, how about the W, gents? Let's bleeping go, baby. Ravens Nation, get the F up. Glenn and James, love you, gents, and appreciate you. Next week, I want the Chiefs. Your thoughts. Hey, I would love the Chiefs because, look, that's what people are going to – the only thing I could see someone saying, if the Ravens get out of the AFC and ultimately win the Super Bowl, they'll say, well, this was a year where Mahomes had a down year and his team wasn't as good. And they'll try and discredit it in any way possible. Bring the Chiefs on. I want to punch them in the mouth, too. I want to send Kelce into the retirement with his brother. I want to break up the relationship of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. That's right. I want everything to go crazy. But bring on the Chiefs. I'm with you, Doug.
That is – yeah. No, I'm – I mean, yeah, beating the Chiefs would be absolutely satisfying. Mm-hmm. It would also – either win would be, I think, equally satisfying in different ways. The Bills would be fun, too, because Lamar and Allen were drafted the same year, stuff like that. That whole element exists. There's a lot of things to look forward to next week. Woo! I cannot freaking wait. Don C. says that defense, though, did Cleveland the bed? Or are we that good? I'm a little drunk and a lot happy. that should be a shirt. I'm a little drunk and a lot happy. You know what? I mean, I think our defense, just like Tyler said, our defense is just like that. So I think that is the case.
I think, Cleveland, they showed the graphic. And I'm surprised that it wasn't pointed out far before that playoff game that they are a totally different team on the road. Like, their defensive, they gave up an average of 30 points a game on the road. They were just so incredibly dominant at home that it balanced it out.
Mm-hmm.
But they were a different team. And the same we said with Houston. Like, Houston was a far better home team, like most teams, than they were a road team. And that certainly looked to be the case today as well. I mean, look, it is a lot to ask. You're asking a rookie coach with a rookie quarterback with a team that's a year early to go from a warm weather dome facility up to play in 20 degree temperature against the best team in football with a Super Bowl winning head coach. It's a lot to ask anybody, much less a team that's that young. But it's a different beast when you're playing that Ravens defense, no doubt about it.
Yeah, dude. No kidding. And the other thing I got to say too, Glenn, way off topic, but anybody seen John Harbaugh's dance this week?
I did not.
I'm not going to put it up because we'll get demonetized.
Yeah, thanks, Bill Polian, you jerk.
But John Harbaugh was at it again, dude, with his best Ted Lasso dance moves. Look out for one John Harbaugh. DK, what do you got for us, dude? Oh, check phone, Unc. The pick tire is attached to my first chat.
I don't know why. Okay. I don't know what to do, how to make this a thing on here, Tyler. I mean, you texted me. Okay, here we go. Lamar, I guess he's trying to show me Jeff Zrebick's tweet. Jeff Zrebick tweeted that Lamar Jackson said he did most of the talking at halftime, and there was a lot of cussing.
Oh, yeah. Said okay. It would be inappropriate. It would be inappropriate to repeat what he said at halftime.
I like that because that's what you need. You need your best players to be your leaders. Mm-hmm. You need your best guys to be your most vocal guys, because if your most vocal guys are not good players, that the message isn't heard. So I love the fact that he's at halftime getting these guys on the right page, making sure these guys are doing what they need to do. And no better person to come from than your leader and your quarterback.
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. And Lamar Jackson haters right now. Yeah.
Yeah. What is Richard Sherman going to say tomorrow, bro? Like, what is he going to say, dude? Like, he's going to say something. He's going to come up with something. He will. I promise you, he will not say, I was wrong. He's not going to say that. I just don't know what the hell he's going to say, because holy smokes, they look good.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, man. Yeah, it's hard to keep coming up with, oh, Brady energy. Yeah, you're right, Tyler. I mean, and Lamar, what did they say? Lamar has been reported as a, what did John call him? A confrontational leader, I think is what John called him. And that, yeah, he's not afraid to have those tough conversations, and ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's working out. So let's keep rolling with it.
Yeah, I can't wait, dude. You know what I love the most is we get to enjoy all that talk that I can't stand when the Ravens have a hiccup or a blip. They're just going to be just salivating over what the Ravens just did this weekend. I love it. I love it. Now, ass, boys.
That's right. Did the other game already start?
Yeah, they're up 3. The Packers are up 3-0 early. 7.5 left.
In the first quarter?
Yep. Early. Ooh. Very early. That's right. Look, I know who you're rooting for. Can you not make it so obvious? I mean, holy smokes, dude. You might as well have a cheese head on top. Like, honestly.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, honestly, dude. I mean, holy smokes. Yeah, Adam, I know who you're talking about. It's what's his name? Nick Wright, that goofball.
The dude with the long hair?
Yeah. He's just like you said, he's the Skip Bayless incumbent. He's the Yeah, he's a
dude. He looks like who's the character from Batman, but just had like with lipo. The Penguin?
Like but a just, penguin lost all the weight.
Yeah, all the weight.
Like, I love that. Yeah. I love that, dude. If the Penguin got gastric bypass surgery, yeah, he would be Nick Wright. That's right.
And like improved his vocabulary instead of being just a mobster.
Yeah. Hey, DK, we don't need the comment.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Let's get into it. DK,
we didn't need it.
Wait, DK, you gotta put me on solo view, dude. Five minutes.
Dude. No, bro. 5 minutes. Dude, hold up. It's early. I'll be back next week. The People's Champ will be back on his feet.
Wait, we got to go through him.
All right.
And then afterward, we'll end it up. We'll DK, if you want, we'll hop in here real quick and we'll talk about next week. Get you guys all excited. Let's do it.
Let's see it. Here we go.
This is our over-under competition playoff edition where each win counts for two. Let's go.
Hold on. Wait. No.
That took you a second. That took a lot longer than I thought.
Lord, I was reading something else. Heck no. One win at a time, okay? Just like the Ravens. But yeah, let's get into our playoff edition, the most exciting part of the show, the competition. Right. And of course, this is always brought to us by BetUS. BetUS, the OGs in sports gambling. Somebody asked me, they texted me, said, Glenn, how can I make sure I'm here? Because of 410 Sports Talk. Simple. Use promo code 410 because not only do you let them know that you heard about them through us, but you get a match of 125% of your first deposit up to $2,500. So definitely use that 410 promo code. Don't just go to BetUS and sign up without it, because you're not going to get that free money. And you're not going to help us out, which is also a cheap and easy way to do so.
Yeah, and if that isn't working for you for some reason, you can always use the link that's in the description that DK so faithfully, I like do one of these every time I say like wink at DK, so faithfully puts in the description of all the videos. You can use the link and then you can omit the promo code. It's even easier. So if you just go to any of the video, you got two options. Like Glenn said, the promo code, or go straight to any video and just hit the button. It'll take you right there. But let's get right into it. Yeah, and shout out to BetUS, of course, for always supporting the show. And then also, just last thing, as I mentioned in the pregame show, you can still get in on the Super Bowl. You simply do three things. You make a $25 bet. You tag your friend that you'd want to take with you. And then you you at BetUS_official with the bet that you made. I think it's also hashtag Super Bowl. Anyway, those three things. And you get entered into the competition to win Super Bowl. To win Super Bowl tickets, excuse me. All right, number one, Ravens rushing yards over under. 156.5 is the yearly average. They went for 229.
I thought that was a good run defense, Jimbo.
Hey, I told you in the pregame, we had a chance to beat them up in the run game. Yeah, and I got to be honest, Lamar did a lot of it. And the second half, of course, wore them down, but... In the first half, outside of the long run from Lamar, I was a little nervous about this one. I was the only one that took the over, and I was right. Oh, wait. You took it too, DK? Sorry. DK also took the over-under.
Don't be so rude.
Wait, so maybe DK could win this thing.
Oh, I'm rooting for him. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my goodness.
I am a big DK fan. Always have been.
Yeah, if you win, at least I beat Glenn.
Look, if I can't win, you can't win either, Jimbo. I damn sure don't want you to win, okay? Oh,
that's awesome. All right, let's keep going, DK. What's the next one? Let's see. Ravens over-under number two. Ravens receiving long 41.5. DK, did we all go over on this one? Yeah. We all went over on this one, and we were all wrong. Man, I thought we would break one that was a little longer. But look. We got the job done either way. 21 yards.
Double-digit play drives. Okay? That's all. Yep.
That's what I figured this out today. Our offense is the best at sustaining long drives, and our defense is the best at disrupting long drives. That's why we're the best team in the league.
That'll work.
Period. All right, let's get to number three. Right now, DK has one, I have one, Glenn has none.
Damn.
CJ Stroud passing yards, yeah. No good. 255.5 was the line, 175. They locked him up.
Let me just take a second here, Jimbo, because this guy led the league in passing yards per game played with like 276. CJ Stroud today, 19 of 33, 175 yards, and no tutties, no turnovers, but just a big nothing burger of a game from him. Yeah, I mean, our defense, man, it's just crazy. I mean, they literally... They were running butt naked for touchdowns last week against the Browns, and we just made them look like they don't know how to play offense.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That is absolutely impressive.
Yeah. 175. Didn't I say over on this?
Jesus. I think I did too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. DK. We all said over on this one, DK? We all did. So we were all wrong on this one as well.
So DK and you are tied right now, and I'm 0-2. Or no, we're in the third one. So what was the second one? Did I get that wrong too?
Yes, we all did. Yeah. All right.
DK's in the back like zero.
Oh, man. This is another surprising one. Ravens sacks at 3.5 was the line.
I went over.
Yeah. No. You went under.
I said under.
We all went under.
Nah, DK said over, right?
No, DK went under.
Dang. Okay. So this is going to go down to the exciting part.
Yes.
Hey-o!
That is true.
And I know we all picked over on the total, so it's going down to the closest to the pin, baby.
Yeah, and even though you tried to pin me in, Glenn.
Oh, hold on. I don't have the numbers in front of me, bro.
Even though. Well, let's give the over first. So the over underline, do you have that up on the screen? Yeah, it was 43.5. It went to 44. Thank you, Justin Tucker, at the end.
Yeah.
Because we all would have been wrong. I guess that wouldn't have mattered anyway, but glad we got that one right. And then the second tiebreaker, of course, total yards for the Ravens, closest to the pin.
I would have won it.
It's at 352. I won it in the second tiebreaker at 370. Glenn would have won it if he was still in the competition at this point, but 365 and DK at 410.
I don't like this.
By the skin of my teeth.
The Rasco?
Yes.
Jimbo the Rascal. I like
it. I like it. Okay. Let's go, dude.
Yeah. Hey, I like what Paul's putting up in the chat. This is this year. This is the Lamar Jackson triple crown.
Ooh.
Year. MVP, all pro, Super Bowl MVP, baby. Get them all.
I like it. I like it.
All. I want them all. But congratulations to Jimbo, this week's winner. Shout out to him. Shout out to DK for tying. It was a big stinker pulling up the caboose. But of course, on Tuesday, we will announce the fan winner, and that person will get a 410 sweater. That's right.
Sweater, baby. We're going big this time. Tyler, back at it again, says, go Pack, 49ers perennial late losers. You can't just suck and fill the team with top 10 picks and act like you did something. They lucky. The boys are cursed.
Wow.
Spitting flames.
Dude, rooting against him. I wonder if some of that is because – I wonder why – I guess because of the matchup and how much love they got. Like, why so much vitriol for the Niners?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. We already spanked their heinies and painted their back porch red. I mean, what else are we – you know.
I don't know.
You know.
You know, there's one last question I got to ask you before we go, Glenn. Do you have any new names?
Oh, dude. I don't have any new ones off the top of my head now.
Dude, I was talking to my wife last night about Rocky.
Ooh, I like
dude,
that.
I'm trying to squeeze that one in there, dude.
Dude, that's not bad. But, you could even do Rock, dude, and just call him Rocky.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, like Rocky Sin.
Yeah,
there you
I'm
go.
I'm trying to get it in while... You know, yeah, she by the time she gave birth to our first son, she's so tired. She's like, you just name him. So I might just wait.
Yeah, just wait.
I might just wait until she's going to be like, whatever you want.
Like, hurry up, nurse. Get the thing in.
It's all right. I'm going to
write some stuff.
Yeah, something crazy.
Oh, I can see it. No, that's pretty cool. Make it something fun.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, well, do we have anything else to talk about? I mean, we could keep talking about the Ravens you know, how great they played, how excited we are for them. John's dance moves, anything else, all the support you guys gave us tonight. But man, DK, hop in here real quick. Dude, how excited are you to be going to the AFC Championship game next week, even though we are in the pro?
Yo, let's go, man. Let's go. Man, I'm so excited. I'm coming into town. So,
making the drive.
I tell you what, DK's coming down from New York. We got a buddy of mine flying out from Utah. We got my brother flying in from Texas. We got Glenn's pops is going to the game.
The old timers go. And look, we gotta meet up with some people because I want to get down there. I mean, I hope you're coming into town early, DK, because I want to get down there. I want to mingle. I want to see some people that we've only seen virtually or only seen in our chat. I want to take full advantage of this very unique 53 years, right?
Yeah.
Since the last time we've had this opportunity in Baltimore. We weren't even a twinkle in our dad's eyes at that point.
That's
so
right.
The fact that we had the chance to let's make the most of it. I will say I'm going to have to go for a liquid freeze at the start of the game because I don't want to miss a play and have to end up in the bathroom. But
okay.
I might have a few cervezas leading up to it. Mike.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and Glenn, you said the weather's supposed to be pretty good next weekend, right?
Yeah, 50 is what I saw early. So
hope it holds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, just No rain.
I know.
No rain.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, DK, we also want to thank you, of course, for all the hard work you put in all season, all the time. You freaking kill it. But when we did the video with Ingraven afterward, he was just talking about how jealous he was that we have you on our team.
Oh, man. Labor of love.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. But that is it for us tonight, folks.
Don C congratulates you on your sobriety tonight.
I thought I saw DK drinking a beer.
No, that was
dang
not.
It. I was hoping that was a beer.
That was not a beer.
I love it.
Don C, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
He's worried about you.
That's right. But that's it for us tonight. We will be back here in the very near future to talk about the next matchup. But enjoy the games this weekend. Have fun. Root for overtime. I want overtime. I want triple overtime in this Buffalo. Kansas City game.
Let's
tired. I want him tired, Jimbo.
Let's go.
Ah! Hey!